This is Studio 2. I'm Cherry Gregg.
And I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt. We are approaching hurricane season's peak. We've already seen the powerful Category 4 Hurricane Idalia cause significant damage in northern Florida. And now, the National Hurricane Center expects Tropical Storm Lee, currently brewing in the Atlantic, to become a major hurricane and intensify at a rapid pace this week.
That doesn't mean that it will make landfall, but it has us thinking about the variety of tropical storms that we experience each year, some of the destruction they've caused over the decades, and if climate change could intensify things. Joining us now to talk about it is David Robinson, New Jersey State climatologist at Rutgers University. Dave, welcome to Studio 2.
Thanks for having me.
Dave, wanted to ask about the initial forecast for this hurricane season, which already seems to have been pretty dramatically updated. So what was the initial forecast? What did it look like? And why has it changed?
Yeah, the initial forecast was on the low end for activity this year because there is an El Nino event brewing underway in the tropical Pacific. And that generally takes the legs out from any major tropical development in the Atlantic basin. So that was the initial look. But then, as we got into summer, sea surface temperatures across the Atlantic basin, including the Atlantic, the Caribbean, and the Gulf, got very warm, much warmer than normal. And that's the fuel for these storms. So we had two competing factors here. The El Nino doesn't want hurricanes. The warm sea surface temperatures want hurricanes. Thus, they raised the bar when it came to the activity expected this year. And as we've seen in the last few weeks, it has been active, but thus far, only three hurricanes, two of them major, but we're knocking on the door, as you said, with Lee becoming a hurricane probably today and a major hurricane by the end of this week.
So the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting there could be 21 named storms. I want to discuss the level city storms. Where do they start? And at what level does a storm get named and then become a hurricane? Just give us some basics here.
Yeah, great question. These storms start as waves of disturbed weather out in the tropics. Then they'll get some definition to them and become a tropical storm. And that's when they'll get a name. The winds are still below 40 miles an hour, sustained winds. But when they get above that, up to 40 miles an hour, they get named as a tropical storm, I should say. When they get to 74 miles an hour, they become a hurricane, and over 110, a major hurricane. So we have categories 1 through 5 with hurricanes. Idalia and Franklin were both threes, making them major hurricanes. Right now, the forecast has Lee by the weekend up to a 4.
Yeah, give us the latest on Lee. Where is it tracking, and how powerful do we think it will get before all is said and done?
I've been just looking at the models that are coming out, and they have it going north of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. And then the question is, where will it start heading north? When will it veer north? And again, it's a battleground. You've got a ridge of high pressure over the Atlantic with its clockwise winds wanting to bring it up to the north, and what we call a dip in the jet stream or a trough coming into eastern North America this weekend and early next week, which has got to cool things off here. And it opens an alleyway, if you will, between the winds coming up from the south around this trough and the winds coming up from the south around the high. The question is, where does that alley position itself? Along the coast or offshore? Right now, the models are suggesting offshore and a near miss for eastern North America, except perhaps Newfoundland. But all bets are off still. We should not let our guard down.
Yeah, I want to talk about climate change because I hear that and it makes me really nervous. And I want to talk about climate change. It's getting warmer and warmer. I read an article weeks ago that the coast of Florida clocked record-breaking ocean temperatures. How do these temperatures, you know, impact the hurricane season? And you touched on it. And how small of a difference does the temperature need to be to have a big impact?
Yeah, it's been a remarkable year for sea surface temperatures, not just in the Atlantic basin, but many other parts around the world. Really astounding to climatologists. Just a couple degree increase in sea surface temperatures can make a big difference. Doesn't mean as much when you're talking about the atmosphere, but when you're talking oceans where temperatures are rather moderate, they're slow to warm, slow to cool. A couple degrees is a lot. And that's the fuel for these storms. They don't get fueled by cold air running into warm air like nor'easters do off our coast in the winter. They percolate over warm ocean waters, and that provides the fuel for these storms. And there's a lot of fuel out there this year.
Yeah, so how does that work? Just give us maybe a brief layman's biological breakdown. Warm water translating into energy and storms.
They have a lot of energy through evaporative processes. You get a disturbance, a little twist in the atmosphere above that area, and that helps to draw the warm waters, the warm evaporative waters up to higher altitudes. And if there's nothing coming in as you percolate up to rip that rising air apart, winds at different directions, it can go well up into the atmosphere and start getting a counterclockwise movement to it. So that's how you transfer. It's through evaporative processes down at the surface of the ocean.
And so what do you look at? You're a climatologist. What do you look at to determine, number one, whether or not a storm is going to become powerful and whether or not it could impact the region where you live, like all the way up here? Because we kind of view sometimes these hurricanes as being far away, but then every once in a while, we get impacted here in the Mid-Atlantic.
Right. Yeah, that's the kind of the nexus between meteorology and climatology. Meteorology is the day-to-day, and sometimes it ignores climatology. Mm-hmm. But generally, with climatology, you know what paths of storms, the timing of the year of the storms, the frequency and strength of the storms is more of a climatologic study. And so we look at this and say, well, we're getting into mid-September. This is the peak of the tropical season in the Atlantic basin. So climatologically, you would expect storms out there. And climatologically, they do on occasion come up the East Coast. And then you merge that with a forecast and say, you know, there may be a lot of reliability behind this forecast based on climatology and the current weather forecast. So it's a really nice merger between weather and climate. And then when you bring climate change into the picture, you know, that may skew things a little bit. Not necessarily towards more of these storms, but skewing it towards stronger storms.
Greater intensity, not necessarily greater frequency. And Dave, just remind us real quick as we wrap up, we're getting toward peak hurricane season right now. When does it typically end?
Well, officially it ends November 30th, but Mother Nature ignores the calendar sometimes. Yeah. And then it really starts declining as you get into October. But dare I remind you, 11 years ago, there was Sandy on October 29th. So yeah, we can't let our guard down till we get towards November. But the peak will be in the next couple of weeks.
In 30 seconds, any predictions?
Oh, no, I stay away from that as climatologist. I'll let the meteorologist handle that. But really, we're at the 12th named storm already. And we've got theoretically or climatologically half the season to go. That doesn't mean we're going to have 24 storms by the end. But I think we've got a fair chance of getting to the high end, to the upper teens, the low 20s in terms of the storms. I just hope they're weaker than storms like Lee, Dahlia, and Franklin.
That is Dave Robinson, New Jersey State climatologist at Rutgers University. Thanks for joining us today on Studio 2, Dave.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.